We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Padres took game one of the series against the Cards last night, 9-3. Here tonight, game two, a 5:40 first pitch. And before the actual first pitch, there's, of course, the ceremonial.
The ceremonial first pitch.
And tonight, Steve Hofstetter is going to be throwing it. And Steve is with us now. He is on the Cholula hot seat. Steve is a very funny gentleman. He is a comedian. In fact, later tonight, maybe after the ballgame, who knows, you go up to La Jolla, see him at the Comedy Palace. But you see him on FoxSports.com, just a bit outside. Jabbo, as we call it in the biz, RJ. And on Twitter, at Steve Hofstetter. Huge baseball fan, right?
I am, but I just want to stay quiet while you tell everybody how great I am.
It's not a bad way to, you know, yeah, we give you a couch, we say nice things about you. It's a pretty good operation.
You let him keep talking, I'm probably going to get your autograph before you leave. Gee whiz.
Well, it's great, though, because, like, when the players come into the game, they don't get, like, an intro like that. They just throw their name on the scoreboard, and then they come in.
You know what? When they come here, they do.
We take care of our guests,
yeah, on the Cholula hot seat. Like, Mark Zebchinski was just here, the relief pitcher. And I went on for 7 minutes before I let him say a word.
Well, that's just
Little League
hard,
stats,
it's
high
hard
school.
It's to pronounce his last name.
It's harder to spell
that's
it.
That's what we call him, Zep.
Yeah,
exactly.
You were just giving yourself time while you were Googling how to pronounce it correctly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, Steve Hofstetter is here. We got a video here that you did. You broke news this week, as far as I'm concerned. I had no idea. I had no idea about this. And we'll show you. So this is on Jabbo.com, FoxSports.com. Big baseball news, as far as I'm concerned. Randy, I had no idea this was taking place. And Steve, here, just take a look at the video.
I'm going to say something astonishing, so sit down and brace yourself. Julio Franco is still playing professional baseball. No, you're not watching a video made in 2005, when it was also surprising that Julio Franco was still playing professional baseball. Julio Franco is still playing professional baseball. Also, have you seen Fantastic Four? It's horrible. Yeah, that was so long ago, they've been able to ruin that franchise a second time. But now, August. 2015, 56-year-old Julio Franco, who will turn 57 later this month. You know, just before the playoffs. Thanks to a heads up from Redditor DNAD51, I learned that Franco is playing for the Ishikawa Million Stars of the Baseball Challenge League of Japan. There must not be much of a challenge if a 56-year-old can be one of the million stars. This bat is chiseled out of wood from my boyhood home. I tried to find Franco's current stats, but it wasn't easy. From what I Google translated, the million stars are 7-11 on the year, though that could also be a sponsor. I also Google translated that June 6th was the announcement of the second career seminar, so that can't be good for the team. Franco retired from the majors in 2007, when he played with the New York Mets and Atlanta Braves, two teams younger than he was. Franco was born in 1958, which means he was already old enough to remember Tony La Russa's 1963 debut as a player for the Kansas City Athletics. Franco made his major league debut in 1982, the same year as Don Mattingly, who retired 20 years ago. Wow, Mattingly really retired 20 years ago? That makes me feel old, though not as old as Julio Franco. Get off my lawn! I need to use it for batting practice. Franco is still younger now than seven men were when they played in the majors, let alone in a Japanese minor league. But it's still pretty remarkable that he's playing baseball at 56. Hell, I'm 35 and this vest makes my back hurt. Bravo, Julio Franco. At 56, I hope I still have the stamina to watch a baseball game, let alone play in one. And I can't wait to record the same video 10 years from now, when you're 66 and playing for a baseball team in Mexico.
Steve Hofstetter, Jabbo.com.
Wearing this vest all day.
He's actually still playing, Julio Franco. Professional baseball.
He is. I do not expect him to ever retire.
Is he the DH?
I don't know. It's very hard to find statistics for the Ishikawa Million Stars.
I mean, if the 56-year-old guy's playing the outfield, oh, boy.
Yeah, no.
I want to see him as shortstop.
Why not? Yeah, why not? All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we see the videos. We know about the comedy. But from a baseball standpoint, I know you recently got an opportunity to sort of reconnect with one of your boyhood heroes.
This was crazy. So I'm now I've co-created a television project with Greg Jeffries, who is the reason why I wore number 9 as a little leaguer. And now we're co-writers on something. We were just in New York for 3 days, basically spending 12 hours a day together for 3 days. That is a very weird thing to do, especially like in New York. You never feel like less of a person until you are in the city where someone was a star with that ball player.
Sure.
Like I got a chance to, I went to lunch in Chicago with Gary Matthews and Billy Williams at a steakhouse there. And boy, did I not matter. It was amazing. Just everybody coming, oh, you guys are so great. Be like, what are you, like, their caddy? Like, why are you
here? What are you doing at this table?
Exactly.
Why are you bothering these
fine like,
gentlemen?
I am being lucky and living my dream, sir. Yeah. That is what I'm doing.
Well, it's like with Randy and I. Same kind of situation
there you
here
go.
In San Diego.
San Diego.
Same kind of thing. All right, so you're throwing out the first pitch. I know you've done this before.
Yeah.
But I imagine the nerves are still there.
Yeah, but it's exciting. The thing is, I'm always going to be better than the bad ones.
Okay.
And the bad ones get so publicized that everybody's like, wait a minute, the catcher caught it on a fly. This is incredible. Like, they're excited. I would love – I'm such a big sports guy. This is such a dream for me to do. And, like, as a comic, I can never do sports, like, jokes in my act because there aren't enough – like, sports fans don't get each other's jokes. Like, a basketball fan won't get a baseball joke, and a baseball fan won't get a NASCAR
That's
joke.
A good call.
And a NASCAR fan won't get anything. So it's difficult.
Yeah.
You just slid that right
well,
in.
Well, you've done that six times now, throwing out the first pitch.
This will be my sixth major league pitch.
Is the goal to not go 50 Cent? Is that kind of like the bar?
Whoa.
The way to not go 50 Cent is to just keep my eyes open. Like, that was so embarrassing. I was embarrassed. That happened I'm from Queens. That happened in City Field.
Yes.
And all of New York shuddered. It was just a collective.
It was like, an embarrassment was for the entire city.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, New Yorkers have that, like, oh, we're better than everybody else. And be like, well, not that time.
Yeah, no.
Not that time at all.
Not at all.
My goal is the fly, is catch it on a fly.
Okay.
And my goal is really to throw a strike. I can't throw a ton of heat. I take a little bit off to try to, you know, get it over. But, you know, 50, 60 miles an hour.
Are you up on the rubber? You get all the way up on the rubber?
Oh, yeah. If you throw in the front of the rubber and you suck, then you really suck. So if you throw from the mound and you suck, then it's like, well, at least he was an adult about it.
Well, I asked him if he throws a four-seamer or a two-seamer.
Sure.
And he said, oh, no. And he holds the grip that nobody's supposed to use.
Oh.
Okay, because he
So give him a little quick pitching lesson here. Free advice.
Here's why.
No, he's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He grips it like this because he knows it won't move.
Oh, you just want a straight in
there. There's no movement on that. I'm not out there to throw a sinker. There's no one up.
Now, you do know if you had a little more speed on it, you throw it like this,
yeah,
a brand-new ball will sail.
Uh-oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
It will do that. Be careful.
Scuff it up a little bit.
Yeah, rub it up a little bit.
You know a lot more about pitching than I do.
Oh, yeah. I've thrown this ball a million times.
I have a theory. I've thrown it six.
I'm proud of you, man. That's good.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, the goal is maybe every ballpark. Maybe I'm trying to get a full inning, really, is what I'm trying to do.
You want to pitch in a game?
I want a full – no, I just mean over the course of my first pitches, it'll equal a full inning.
Whoa, Jess.
I threw one out for the Marlins earlier this year in a game where Matt Latos at one point had an ERA of 162. Not 1.62.
Right.
162. And it was great because, like, my entire section was just yelling, like, put him back in. Yeah. I threw
That's
a strike.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, the 11 people that were at the ball game were all cheering for you to go
It was 17.
In.
You take that back.
All right, sorry to the six that I didn't mention. Yeah. Shows for Steve later tonight at the Comedy Palace. La Jolla, what is life like for a comedian with the traveling and the touring and the performing?
Life is having a very understanding wife.
Sure.
I think a very it's pretty wonderful to be able to do this. You know, it starts out, it's a very difficult thing. I equate starting out as an open micer to, you know, minor league baseball in that, you know, you're always on a bus somewhere, although for comics more of a Greyhound than a team bus. But, you know, we're just trying to get noticed, just trying for someone to see our not so fastball.
Yeah, that's definitely chasing the dream.
Yeah.
Like a baseball player.
Sure.
Does.
Well, we've had musicians on before. I remember talking to the Miles from Slightly Stupid local band, you know, last year when he was here, and Benj from OAR, same kind of thing. When those guys are starting out, it does sound like minor league baseball. I think for any kind of performer, and you're on those buses, and you're playing in front of those small crowds, and you're just trying to gain the experience and everything to sort of move on.
I guess paying your dues,
yeah,
I would say.
But when I was talking to Greg this week, he said, you know, he came and saw me live for the first time. He was like, I don't know how you travel so much. That's crazy. And I just looked at him. I go, 162-game schedule. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Plus spring training?
81 road games, bro.
Yeah. Like he was like, well, but we're in the same city for 3 days. I was like, yeah, that's a good point.
Fair enough. all right, wow. So you're developing a TV show with Greg Jeffries. Now,
yes.
We certainly don't want to ruin all of the details and the anticipation, but what can you tell us about this?
About that project, nothing. But
okay.
I have something new coming up for FS1.
Okay.
I don't know how much I could tell you, but it'll air in late October. I'm going to be the semi-host of a special that we're doing Which I'm very excited about.
You found Julio Franco.
There are no details there whatsoever.
No details at all. That's the thing about this industry. Like, you get a project, and they're like, and you're like, oh, I'm so happy. This is so exciting. They're like, don't tell anyone. You're like, what? Why can't I tell anyone?
We're on Fox Sports San Diego, though. I feel like we're maybe in the trust tree or something with that.
Just all the people who watch are part of the family?
Yeah, exactly.
Just everyone who watches in San Diego. And
oh,
the good
thing
is. You
think people are watching. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
we may have misled you.
Shout out to your viewer.
Yeah.
So it's super exciting to be involved in this stuff, and really, I mean, I've been doing stand up, and you know, a lot of great comedy opportunities over the years, but to finally this year is really where the baseball thing exploded for me, and that's been a ton of fun because that's my first love.
That's great.
And so to be able to, I am not good enough to be a horrible pitcher, but I'm good enough. I'm a really good pitcher for a comic.
Okay.
Like, as
for
a comedian,
a comic,
as
yeah.
a comedian, and I'm very funny for
wow,
a pitcher.
Jury's still out, man. We'll wait till we see.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. No
well,
pressure.
Have you seen the others? Have you seen
oh,
other
yeah,
comedians
I've seen
try to
lots.
Throw?
I've seen lots of them.
So, yeah, as long as I can make it on a fly.
Yeah, we had about a 42-footer yesterday. Oof, I won.
That's gross. The tough part is, though, they always,
it was
like.
An eight-year-old, but sure.
I yeah, they always
call
they,
him out.
They always put pitch. You up. They always do that. I did a minor league one for the Louisville Bats, and I had to literally follow. I had to follow a sick child, a priest, and a guy in an armadillo costume. And they're like, "Okay, go." I'm like, "All right, well, this is gonna be
yeah.
anticlimactic."
Yeah. Sorry. Hi.
The
yeah.
guy in the armadillo.
So you're from Queens, Met fan growing up?
Yeah.
Greg Jeffries. Yeah. Sure.
Grew up a Met fan. So I know pain.
Yes.
I know a great deal of pain.
Yeah.
This year we might make the playoffs by default, which is nice. You know, it's the Nationals were like, oh, excuse me, let me get out of the way.
Yeah.
So,
Padres will see the Nationals this week.
Yeah. And we are rooting for you guys.
Jesse Orozco was here yesterday.
Oh, I love Jesse Orozco.
The day before, Roger McDowell, who's the Braves pitching coach now, we're just going 80s Mets crap, he was just hanging around.
So
like,
you're
he
just
wandered back here during batting practice and was just like hanging out with Seth and I.
You're just slowly collecting 1980s Mets?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
hey, what's wrong with that? I was with the Mets.
Yeah, you were in 1980s, Mets.
Yeah, 81,
that's
right. 82.
Orozco known for throwing his glove super high into the air in 86 when he got the final strikeout. Actually struck out, crazy trivia that no one will care about, but he struck out Kevin Bass to clinch
the
86
series, yeah.
in LCS. Struck out Marty Barrett for the World Series. Both of them had the same uniform number.
Oh.
One of those weird...
Okay.
Wow.
17. Nobody cares. But still, it's a weird thing.
That's a decent trivia question.
Yeah. No one will ever get it.
Never.
That's one of those things. Even the internet will be like, no, I'm not going to answer this for you. Like, if you type that into Google will be like, you should really get some more time, like some hobbies.
Yeah. That's the
you
response.
You should learn some things.
That would be a funny thing. Google should have like a thing where it spits back at you sometime. I think that
would
could
be nice.
Yeah, if you ask it the wrong question, it just goes, go outdoors.
Yeah, exactly. Go ride a bike.
Yeah, meet
just
some
do
people.
Something. Yeah. All right, Steve Hofstetter on Twitter, at Steve Hofstetter. You can see the videos, jabo.com, foxsports.com. Tonight, Comedy Palace up in La Jolla, and the first pitch here at Petco Park before the game tonight. We've tried to get in your head. You seem unflappable when it comes to the first pitch.
He's a veteran.
Which means, at this point, you really can't screw it up.
Well,
because you've come off so confident about it that if it's bad.
But here's the problem. You guys have been making me lean on my pitching arm this entire time.
Ah.
I'm going to get out there. It's going to be a dead arm. And that is the excuse I want.
That's the built-in excuse to this thing.
Get out there a little early. You can warm up a little bit.
I would love to if they let me. I'd love
Tell
to,
them you want
throw,
to
throw a couple.
You yeah, can. No, well, you can get loosened up
make
out
that
there.
Happen.
I can't imagine they make you just stand around for an hour and then throw you.
Well, right now there are about 1,000 people on the field watching batting practice. So it's hard to
sure.
– I don't want to hit a kid.
Yeah. It's an accident.
They clear the whole area before they let you throw it. You know that.
Oh, but the problem is, then, of course, if you warm up and then you suck, then you really suck.
No, that's a good point. You're just building an excuse after excuse after excuse.
You could be one of our topics tomorrow on the show.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what? Day game after night game, we're scrambling.
Yeah, we're looking for content.
Just for the virality of it. I'm going to throw a terrible one just for you guys.
I appreciate that. Make 50.
I'm not buying that.
Make 50 Cent look good.
I'm not buying it.
Just turn around and throw it into center field.
I love it.
Has anybody done that before? Like gotten confused and thrown it to the outfield?
I've wanted to do a pickoff move. I shake off the catcher most of the time.
Okay.
Which is difficult when the catcher is a mascot.
Right. Yeah.
He's
got three fingers.
Really,
like, there's only so much.
Gonna, he just kind of does
you
this.
Got, you know, you got 48,000 people. Just hurry up, man. Throw the pitch.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Have a little
Come
fun
on.
With it.
All right.
I'll tip my hat.
Steve Hofstetter. Make sure you follow him on Twitter.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, man, thanks for stopping by. Great
thanks
to meet you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, good job on the Cholula hot seat. Cholula hot sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. That is Steve Hofstetter. When we come back, more with Randy Jones, plus your Twitter questions and comments. Use the hashtag PadresSH. More Social Hour right after this.